October 21st, 2016, four major changes to Canada's housing rules. Good morning. Canadians once again hit record debt levels, 167.6% of their income in debt. We know that the Bible warns us repeatedly about the dangers of debt. Now, our government is taking stronger action to reduce the increases. The government has announced sweeping changes aimed at ensuring that Canadians aren't taking on bigger mortgages than they can afford in an era of temptingly low interest rates. The changes are meant to address concerns related to foreign buyers who buy and flip Canadian homes in bigger cities, especially Vancouver and Toronto, but the benefits could help everybody. So here's a breakdown of the four major changes that the finance minister announced recently. So first of all, here are the current rules. Buyers with a down payment of 5% of the purchase price but less than 20% of the purchase price must be backed by mortgage insurance. This protects the lenders in the event that the home buyer defaults. These loans are known as high loan to value or high ratio mortgages. In situations in which the buyer has 20% or more for a down payment, the lender or borrower could obtain low-ratio insurance that covers 100% of the loan in the event of a default. Mortgage insurance in Canada is backed by the federal government. In other words, you and I as taxpayers, through the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. Insurance is sold by CMHC and to private insurers also. The federal government backs the insurance offered by the two private sector firms, subject to a 10% deductible. So the first change, expanding a mortgage rate stress test to all insured mortgages. So what is it? Well, as of this Monday, October the 17th, a stress test used for approving high-ratio mortgages will be applied to all new insured mortgages, including those where the buyer has more than 20% for a down payment. The stress test is aimed at assuring the lender that the home buyer could still afford the mortgage if interest rates were to rise. The home buyer would need to qualify for a loan at the negotiated rate in the mortgage contract, but also at the Bank of Canada's five-year fixed posted mortgage rate, which is an average of the posted rate at the big six banks in Canada. This rate is usually higher than what buyers actually negotiate. For instance, as of October 17th, the posted rate was 4.64%, but you could probably get a five-year mortgage at about 2.79%. Other aspects of the stress test require that the home buyers will be spending no more than 39% of their income on home carrying costs, such as mortgage payment, heat, and taxes. Another measure called the total debt service includes all other debt payments, and the TDS ratio must not exceed 44%. So who does this affect? It affects home buyers who have at least 20% down for the down payment, but are seeking a mortgage that may actually stretch them too thin if interest rates were to rise. It also affects lenders seeking to buy government-backed insurance for these low-ratio mortgages. It will also protect you if you actually might be stretched too thin in your borrowing. What's the second change? Well, as of November 30th, the government will impose new restrictions on when it will provide insurance for these low-ratio mortgages. And again, what is it? The new rules restrict insurance for these types of mortgages based on new criteria, including that the amortization period must be 25 years or less, the purchase price needs to be less than $1 million, and the buyer has to have a credit score of 600, and the property will be owner-occupied. So who does this affect? Well, this measure appears to be aimed at lowering the government's exposure to residential mortgages for high-end properties, those worth $1 million or more. These mortgages have increased sharply in Vancouver and in Toronto in recent years. The third change is the new reporting rules for primary residence capital gains exemption. Currently, any financial gain from selling your primary residence, and just a note here, sometimes you can deem your cottage to be your primary residence. So normally, your primary residence is tax-free and does not have to be reported as income. I've rarely seen an individual actually report it. As of this tax year, the capital gain is still waived on your principal residence, but the sale must be reported at the time to Canada Revenue Agency. This affects everybody who sells their home or cottage who will have a new obligation to report the sale to the Canada Revenue Agency. However, the change is actually aimed at preventing foreign buyers who buy and sell homes from claiming this primary residence tax exemption for which they're not entitled because they're not residents. The fourth change is the government is launching consultations on lender risk sharing. Currently, the federal government, i.e. you and me as taxpayers, are on the hook to cover the cost of 100% of an insured mortgage in the event of the borrower defaulting. The federal government says this is unique internationally and that it will be releasing a public consultation paper shortly on proposals to have lenders, such as your bank, take on some of that risk. The Department of Finance acknowledges this would be a significant structural change to Canada's housing finance system. This affects all mortgage lenders, primarily banks, who would have to take on added risk. This could potentially lead to higher mortgage rates for home buyers. It is yet to be seen. So find out how this affects you personally and have a very wonderful weekend. And perhaps take some time this fall to plan on reducing your own debt load. Call a financial advisor if you need help. Have a great weekend.